The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The Jeff Fisher Show.
Saturday mornings, 9 to noon Eastern.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
So we talked about the lady who ran over the purse snatcher in a Walmart parking lot. There's also a story out of Oklahoma. Another Walmart story. Woman, 29. Found dead in the women's bathroom in Oklahoma. 29-year-old. Was in a cubicle, a bathroom stall, dead. Sad. No one knows why she was there, what she was doing in Oklahoma. It was quite a ways away from where she lived. No one knows why she was there in Tulsa at the Walmart. But what makes this story even more interesting, aside from the fact that no one knows why she was there, I mean, you can guess, right? She lived 50 miles away, something like that. There was no reason for her to be there. And 50 miles in Texas, I mean, really 50 miles in Texas is nothing. But it's not where she's from, and, you know, no one knows why she was there. You can make the assumption that maybe she was there buying something that Walmart doesn't sell. Perhaps she purchased it outside of the Walmart. You know, a product that you wouldn't want people seeing you take. So you would say, I don't know, go into a bathroom stall to take that substance or that product. And then you would leave. So she goes into the stall, and she dies. An employee comes in. Employee comes in on a Friday and says, how come that door is locked? I must be out of order, and slaps an out of order sign on it. Now, Walmart is usually pretty proud of themselves on the employees they hire, but I would say that that particular employee may need to have some retraining. Oh, look, this door won't open. I won't bend down to see if anyone's in there. I'm just going to slap an out of order sign on it. Don't have to clean that stall tonight and move on. So 3 days later, the maintenance guy comes in and says, what the heck? Nobody told me about this out of order toilet. And he, you know, Jimmy's opened the stall, and there she's laying. I mean, it's not funny, but she's laying in the stall. She's laid in that stall for like 3 days. Sad. You know, it's such a sad way to go. And I don't know that. I mean, there's always, it doesn't matter, whatever way you die is sad. I know. But do you want to die in a Walmart toilet stall? Really, is that what you're looking forward to? Really? And then on top of dying in the Walmart toilet stall, Dingleberry from the fishing rod department walks in and goes, oh, it must be out of order. You stab a sign on it. And so nobody cleans it for 3 days. Okay. Come on. What? Now they're saying that her death isn't suspicious. So you wonder, I mean, the videotape shows her going in and then she goes into the restroom. So it's not like she bought cyanide. It's not like she bought that at the store. So it could be anything. Anyway, it's just sad.